Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, this is Stephen. I'm here to offer intuitive insight in life. You can find out more about me if you go to my website at www.hairfield. That's H-A-I-R-F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. And you can click on counseling and you can see the diverse background that I have. I can work with, have the ability to work with people on many different levels of life. So I only limit my sessions to what the person themselves limits them to. And I've got quite a few callers on the switchboard, so I'm going to get right to them. And that's Hairfield, H-A-I-R-F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. And you can also click on contacts so that you can see how to get a hold of me. And I'm going for my first caller if my switchboard operates with me. And so far, it's now allowing me.
Hi.
Hi. And this again
Hi,
is...
Hi, Stephen. Donna, hello. Good evening.
Donna, hello. And how can I... Where are you calling from?
Well, right now I'm in Arroyo Grande.
Ah, Southern Cal.
Southern Cal, yeah.
Yeah, so how can I best be scary for you this evening before Halloween?
I wanted to know what you were picking up intuitively. My friend got me this job working one day a week on Sunday as a companion toward this with this woman. I play cards. We go to the movies. You know, we go for little drives. It's a really good job, and I wanted to know if you saw that going into more hours or if I was going to pick up something else similar.
I think you're going to pick up something else similar. Are you a caregiver? Is that what you do?
Yes.
You're kind of new at it?
No, I've been doing it for a while.
Okay. Well, then what I get in the sense of new is you're starting to go into a new direction. And
oh.
I'm going to say yes in that. Caregivers are becoming a little more significant in today's medical world because of, the fiasco is what I'll say. And I also get expansion around you, which means to me that that's forward movement. So this is about not only personal but professional growth. The person that you're working with right now is going to lead you to other people. So my biggest suggestion at the moment would be to say to you, stay with it at the moment.
Yeah. Okay.
Besides, you like what it is that you're doing and you like helping
people.
Oh,
I do. Yes, I do very much.
You came into this life to be a healer. And you're finally pursuing the path of doing just that, which the only warning I have with being a healer is be very careful in relationships, especially with males, is because you will have the propensity to get into relationships with males that need to be fixed. And then you usually end up getting blamed for what you're attempting to fix in them. Does that make sense?
Yes. Like I kind of attracted alcoholics and, I'm not an alcoholic. I rarely drink. And so I kind of took a hiatus for about 6 years and I haven't been in a relationship. And that was my other question. If you saw someone coming in for me, if you felt that I was going to be in another relationship because I've been doing a lot of work on myself and, you know, I'm very happy and I'd like to share my life with someone.
I'm going to say yes to that, but one of the biggest things that I would say to you when it comes to personal love relationships is be very careful with that, only in the sense that you give more credence to what they think than what you think, and when you do that, you can be manipulated and bagged pretty easily. Does that make sense? You'll even shift and change you so the other person is happy, if you will. And my thing to you would be is, hey, what other people think is what other people think. And what affects another person? If it doesn't affect you, then it has nothing to do with you, and it has everything to do with them. But don't change yourself so much just because mm-hmm. someone else claims they'll be happy if you change you. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so remember, you are in an expansion mode right now in the
okay.
sense of your career in the arena of relationships. You still are, you know, you have a thing with rejection, and that's hard for you to handle.
Right.
That's something I would suggest very deeply, Donna, that you tend to work on so that rejection is not so important to you.
Mm.
And that can, that can spill over into you from friendships through personal love relationships, especially when it comes to love relationships. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Learn to accept yourself and your own thoughts, and what other people think is what other people think.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Good.
I'll remember that. Thank
you. Please do. Anything else?
You see me, you get a feeling that I'll be traveling. I haven't traveled in about 3 years. I was in Ireland for a couple months, and then I was in Italy, and maybe, ideally I'd like to meet a companion that I could go travel with.
Ultimately, you will. I don't see any, in the short term, I don't see a whole lot of travel coming, because you seem to me right now to be working on kind of like stabilizing your life, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. It's like you're looking for stability. And I think once you accomplish that idea, then yes, the travel will return. And yes, you will have someone that you can travel with. Time frames for me, if anything is difficult, it's time frames, because there are so many variables involved. But I would say in about 3 years, you'll not only have your partner, but you'll be kind of zooming around at the same time.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'd like to say to you is you having a boss would be absurd.
Yes.
Which means basically you're going to be working for yourself. So whatever you can do to create that, I would say strive towards that. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Awesome. Is there anything else?
Freelancing. My sister lost her son about 4 months ago. It was a tragic accident. He was only 18. And she's just not doing well. It's just something that takes time. And because, I mean, her whole life changed. And, you know, she has 3 other kids. And, you know, she has to be there for them. And it's just that she just says her whole life is wrecked. And, you know, she just kind of stays in bed all day, and I don't know, sad, very
no,
sad.
Your sister will ultimately be fine. She's experiencing a lot of guilt because she totally believes there's something she could have done to prevent it.
Yes.
All right. No, she couldn't have.
No.
I spent over 6 years of my life in India as a monk. And they have a saying in India that says that we're all allocated a certain number of breaths, and when we've used the last one, there simply are no more. Her 18-year-old son, he made some not best choices on the planet, but there was nothing she could have done. And your sister needs to learn to get over her guilt, because there's nothing she could have done to protect him. But what she can learn to do is, and say this to her, is to celebrate life with the other children that she does have.
Yes.
Because there's nothing she could have done for the 18-year-old. Zero. He was headstrong. He was stubborn. I mean, he was going to do everything his way, and it turned out to not to be the best way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So share that, please, with your sister. And,
oh, I will. Yeah.
And if she needs any insight, my contact information is on my website, and she can certainly contact me.
Yeah, you're very insightful. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and everything.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Caller from 856. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Stephen. This is Laura. I'm from New Jersey.
Well, hello on the East Coast.
Hi.
So how can I best be of incredible confusion this evening?
Well, I'm trying to find a job and I'm looking for work. So I was hoping you could tell me when you see that coming in for me.
The first intuitive hit I get is you're looking in the incorrect direction. What have you been doing historically?
I've been doing a lot of contract work for different companies, and I post my resume out there, and agencies contact me for contract work.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have an interview Tuesday for a permanent job, but that fell through.
Yeah,
I couldn't get contract work.
You are in the mode of more independent right now, and I think if you look at this as an advantage, Laura, you're being prepped to have your own business in the long run, and I think that's what you really are after doing anyway. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know.
No, I mean,
not sure.
You're fairly a young person, and I feel. And I think by the time you get into your 40s, you're going to have your own business. And I think what you're doing is
I'm well past my 40s, Stephen.
Really?
Check.
What? Well, yeah. Your energy is really young, because that's what I feel. Historically, let me ask you, what fields do you do contract work in?
Well, it depends. I've done government, finance, pharmaceutical, hospitals.
All right, I've got another silly question for you. If I were to ask you, what's your greatest dream? What would you love to do?
If I had the gift of mediumship or even like speaking with the angels, I would go around touring and helping, giving seminars and
okay.
helping people communicate with their angels. But I don't have that gift.
Yes, you do. No, yes, you do. You just don't pay attention to it. When I talk with a person like you, I talk with a person such as you about things that make no sense to me. And that's the reason I throw things out there just to see what hits, just to see the response, and then I have to attempt to make sense out of it. Everybody has, absolutely every single human has the ability to do exactly what you just said that you would like to be able to do. It's just they're not in touch with it. And the reason for that, Laura, is actually very simple. Your desire is, like the previous lady, someone I was talking with, you came in this world to be a teacher healer, and you haven't been able to do that yet. And you've been doing all this other odd stuff, occupying time and space. Now I'm going to go back to what I said to you initially. You're learning. Remember, I said to you, you're going to be working for yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which basically means it's just learning how to use what you already have that you don't pay attention to. Intuition always comes out of left field. It really does. It just comes out of nowhere. And then what happens is logic gets involved, and logic can't figure it out. So what we do is we tend to discount it. Don't do that. If you take a look at something and correct me if I'm off base here, you have a lot of like your emotions bounce.
Yeah.
They shift and change, and you don't necessarily like being in crowds or crowded places, right?
Yeah, that's true. Although I don't have a problem when I'm really good. I'm fine if I'm in control and I'm giving a lecture to a group of people, like training.
Yes.
That's when I'm good. Yeah.
Yes, but that's when you are focused. But what I'm saying is ordinarily, your intuition is all over the roadmap because you haven't learned how to operate with it yet. The first thing, my first suggestion I would say to you is, lovely lady, just learn to pay attention to what your sense or your gut feel is telling you, and then learn to go with it, okay? And as you learn to go with it, it'll start making more sense to you. Even if I'm talking to an audience of 1,000 people, I'm picking up on all of those thousands of people while I'm talking with them. And I have to stay very focused when I'm talking with them on the topic at hand. So what I'm saying to you is yes, you love people. You want to see the world change. In fact, I would go so far as to say is you would love to knock everybody upside the back of the head to get them to wake up, right?
Yeah, something just fell in the kitchen. Stuff falls sometimes in my apartment. It's really weird.
It's you. It's the universe showing you that you have the ability, but you're just simply not paying attention to it. Look, mediumship is learning to observe your thought streams so you know whether they're yours or whether they're somebody else's. Look, I have the ability to talk with people on the other side, and the way that that operates is simply like this. I know and recognize my own thought streams. And when somebody says, my mother passed away, yada, yada, and her name is Mary, what I can do is I can go out there in the universe and I can look for Mary and I can ask her anything. And then what I do is I watch my thought streams. And the thought streams that I know are not mine, I know are probably hers. And then when
How do you know that they're not yours? That's the issue. Because
of like what I just said to you. I recognize how I think. I recognize how my mind operates. I mean, heavens, after being a monk for over 6 years, I'm going to know how my mind works. All right. So by doing that, I know how my thought streams think. And because of that, when I'm talking with a person and they want to know information about a person on the other side, I can recognize that because it's thought streams that aren't mine. Does that make sense? Who do you know?
Yeah.
Who do you know that has transitioned?
Oh, I know most of my family members have transitioned.
Okay. All right. If it's a parent, a mom, a dad, a cousin, whatever, ask a question to that person in your mind. And then watch your thought streams. When they communicate with you, they will communicate exactly the way that they would have done it had they been in life. And when you learn to recognize it, you can go, oh, that is them. And then you don't analyze it, you don't question it. You're too much in your head because you're an analyzer.
Yeah, that's what I do for a living. So, yeah, I am.
Well, I know that's what you do for a living, but your goal and your direction... your goal and your direction doesn't require analyzing. You know, I spent 18 years in the corporate world in the computer industry, and that's what that was all about. And one day I just thought, God, I got to get away from this because I had all this stuff going on in my mind. And then finally I figured it all out and went, okay, I get it. Because you've got to give yourself that space out of the analytical side of your mind. Look at the first four letters of analyze, and it'll tell you what it'll do to you.
Yeah.
Got it? All right.
Yeah.
And you're spending, the only thing that limits you is there has to be justification for you and what you're thinking. No, intuition, mediumship, none of that. There's no justification for it. In fact, the scientific community says it's baloney. No, it's not. It's real.
Yeah.
I mean, you heard me.
I get fines all the time, though. I get, I'll go into a restaurant and I'll be sitting down to eat, and the lights will start to dim and they'll start to go back up, and it's real gradual, real slight, but I pick up on it. And then I get coins all the time, and sometimes feathers will start falling in front of me.
You have communication going on. You're just not paying attention to it.
Well, I'm paying attention. I just don't know what they're telling me.
Okay. The intuitive medium side of a person comes through right brain, and it's always metaphor. It's always metaphorical. Okay, that's the reason when I'm talking with you, a lot of the things I'm sharing with you make no sense to me. And because it makes no sense to me, then I've got to find a way to have it make sense to you, because it's metaphorical. If I see someone extending a pink rose towards you, which I do not, that means someone is extending love towards you. That's what that means. So you have to be able to learn to understand what your own personal alphabet actually is. So my suggestion is learn to play with it. I'm going to give you a quick analogy. When I first became a monk, one of my teachers asked me to go into a village, and he put a blindfold on me, and he said, "Now tell me what you see." Well, you got a blindfold on, so your first answer is, "Well, wait a minute, dude, I can't see anything." And then I just began to pay attention to what I was feeling, because my eyes were totally out of play. And then after quite a bit of time, I was telling him what people were carrying, what they were doing, and I had this blindfold on. And he said, "Okay, take the blindfold off." I took it off, and he said, "Now, tell me what you see." God, that was difficult, because with the blindfold on, my intuition was just running. With the blindfold off, my eyeballs and logic came into play. That taught me how to differentiate between the two. Learn to differentiate between the two. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Now I'm going to ask you to do something silly. Look in your left palm. At the base of your palm, at the very lower part of that left palm, do you see an M? What appears to be an M?
The lower left side of my... You mean my left palm,
no.
The lower left side?
No, the left hand, lower part of the palm, probably dead center, right next to your wrist. I know it's there.
Dead center, closer to my wrist, or
yep.
in the middle of the palm?
No, very bottom of your palm. Right next to where the hand comes together with the arm, just above that. I know it's there. If you were sitting in front of me, I could point it out to you. It's known as the mystical M.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
All right. It's known as the mystical M, which means you are intuitive if you use it.
Hmm.
Learn to use it. That's your only dilemma. All right, Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Okay. Caller from 509, thanks for waiting. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Good afternoon. Actually, evening, because it's really dark already. I'm calling from Washington, and my name is Erica. I had an interview for an internship position yesterday, and I was wondering how you feel about that. Will I be offered one of the...
I'm going to say no.
No?
Yeah, I'm going to say no, but don't give up. And I'm going to say no because I'm not sure it was the correct industry. What's the industry? It's kind of like before you answer, it's kind of like I'm not sure you agreed totally with the industry that it was in.
I do. It's government, and I just didn't want to get my hopes up. Yes. I don't know. I wanted it realistic.
Well, I don't even have any idea. I don't even have any idea what realistic is, but. I guess it's something. My sense is no, that this is not the position for you. I think they liked you, but they are narrowing it down to a number of people. So I will say I think you're going to have a second interview, but I really don't. I'm not going to be 100% and say you got the position because I don't believe you did. But I think you have to look at another direction. I'm not certain what that is. So don't necessarily give up at all. Because you're gonna find the position that is best suited for you, and I'm just not sure that this one is that one, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not looking for a job. This is more of like school type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right. Well,
I know an internship represents.
But what I'm saying is no, I don't think this one's necessarily yours, because I don't see you ultimately working for the government, even though internship is to help you in school. And I'm going to say to you to look also, like I said to a lady earlier, look in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was really hoping for this because I wanted to move, and I felt really good after the interview. They have you write a letter box, and I did really good on that one. So,
I don't see you necessarily moving. That may be going hand in hand with the interview because you were going into it thinking you could move. If I heard you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
okay,
I don't necessarily
so no
see. Huh?
Oh, so then no offers. They're going to hire me between 7 and 19.
It's very hard for me to hear you at times.
Oh, sorry. I said they're going to hire between 70 to 19 years.
I did not hear you any of that.
Can you hear me now?
I don't know if, yeah, I hear you now because it's like you're closer to the phone or something.
Oh, I had said that they're going to hire between 70 to 90 interns this year. So I forget about the writing
portion. I'm going to say again, I think you need to look in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
But it also does not mean to, quote, give up. No.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean absolutely no that they're not going to hire you. But at this moment in time, I would say that seems to be pretty slim.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
It's okay. There's no need to be disappointed. You're gonna find your... The intern position to that, there's no question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is, this is October. You'll find your position before this year is out.
The position doesn't start until January. So.
Well, okay. I'm going to still say the same thing. I don't think you should put a whole lot of stock in the position that you just went for, and it's not because of a shortcoming on your part. No. It's just simply doesn't seem to be a good fit. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine.
All right. Okay, Erica, thank you. Just so everybody knows, I seem to be having a little bit of difficulty with my switchboard tonight, but I'm getting to callers as quick as I can. Caller from 480, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, I'm calling from Phoenix and my first name is Shruti. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and Shruti, how can I best help you?
Oh, it seems to be the question about careers today. That seems to be the trend. So I'll join in. I'm looking for a change. Any insight?
Okay, when you say change, that's a huge subject.
I'm looking for a change in my career. Sorry.
Okay. Well, the first thing I get on you, Shruti, is that there is expansion around you. And I also get the sense that for some odd reason, you're kind of being pushed out. I don't know if you're pushing you out or other people are pushing you out. What do you do currently?
I work as a program manager, and the company has been going through downturns. This is like the third layoff this year. There are going to be more layoffs next year, furloughs. So basically, I'm pushing myself out as well as... Companies pushing.
No, okay. There is more layoffs coming, but you'll end up being just fine. You have a position that's coming at you, and I'm going to say it's coming totally out of left field. It's going to be coming from a direction that you are not anticipating, and it's also going to end up coming through someone that you know.
Something that I know. Okay. That's good.
You'll be fine, I think, for the rest of this year, it appears. But
okay,
I think as we get into next year, you will be in a position of change. And what I'm going to say to you is just simply go with it.
Because
it's going to take it's going to take you in a completely different direction as far as career goes. And like I said, I get expansion on you. So expansion means that the change will create like an upward movement for you.
Good. That's great. That's great.
And that should occur around late January into early February.
Okay. So what I heard was I'll find out about this opportunity to somebody I know. And
yes.
The opportunity will occur end of January, beginning of February. But
right.
Will I hear earlier from the friend, or is it going to be next year? Or...
Gosh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say probably more into early, somewhere between December into up to mid-January is when the information will come to you, and I'm going to say it won't require a move.
Oh, good.
Thank
you.
So you'll be able to stay right where you are. Anything else?
That was my main question, so thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to something different next year.
Oh, it will
Take
be.
Care.
And your income flow will be greater.
Oh, perfect. What more can I ask for? Thank you. I appreciate
you
it. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for sharing
thank
your
you.
Gift.
You too. caller from 617. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
I am calling from Boston, and this is Lisa.
Well, hello, Boston.
Well, hello.
And Lisa. And how can I best be of service to Lisa this evening?
Well, I spoke with you probably, maybe about a month ago, in regards to a friendship relationship with a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want some guidance as to whether I should continue moving in the direction of a deeper friendship.
You know, I don't remember directly talking with you off the top of my head, which is kind of odd. But I think what I shared with you back then was not necessarily, but I am uneasy with that statement, and I don't know
okay.
why. I think you two are better as friends.
Yes.
Than in a meaningful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's maybe more because of insecurity. I don't know whether that's your insecurity or his
mm-hmm.
insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And as friends, it seems to work very well.
Mm-hmm.
But in a close emotional relationship, I think
mm-hmm.
it can be rather explosive.
Really?
You gotta remember that when I'm talking with a person, mm-hmm. I'm talking with you about things that make no sense to me. So when I see
right.
the term explosive, I have to kind of really take a peek at that and see what that means, because explosive
yeah.
can also mean something very positive. You know, deeply passionate. I mean, it could mean a lot of different things.
Okay.
But to me, the relationship seems to be more one of comfort than risk, if that means anything.
Mm.
It's like you're really
okay.
comfortable with him.
Mm-hmm.
But comfort does not necessarily mean the idyllic relationship either.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
Because
right.
it's just simply comfortable. It's easy to do, but What does that do to the passion? What does that do to the idea of love? It's just simply a level of comfort. And
right.
that's the thing to look at. Besides,
right.
Something I keep getting is that there was a part of you when you two first started getting together that something said to you, don't go there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you get that don't go there, and
mm-hmm.
you go there, you're going to find out why you shouldn't have gone there.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. So
absolutely.
When you first meet a person, and everybody listen to the show right now, really hear this,
mm-hmm.
that when you first meet a person and something says to you, don't go there, then my suggestion is a simple one. Heed
don't go
that.
There.
Yeah. You can be friends
yeah.
all day long, all year long,
yeah.
and all
mm-hmm.
lifetime long. But if you go into a personal love relationship, you're going to find out why your intuition said, don't go there.
Yeah.
Now,
that's true.
All right. That can happen in as short as a few years, or it could take 15 years to figure it out. As to why not to go there.
Right, right. I understand what you're saying.
All right, so my suggestion is if you had that feeling up front, keep him as a friend, enjoy
mm-hmm.
his presence, enjoy his company,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I would take it into a deeper level.
I mean, I really understand what you're saying, because I'm starting to see some behaviors
mm-hmm.
and attitudes that, you know,
are,
really...
Actually, the attitudes are about your past.
Mm-hmm.
things that have happened to you historically in other relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And the attitudes are showing you that this is a time for you to release the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can correct within you how you view your historical experience in the arena of relationships. By the way, you're another one. Don't be a fixer. Don't get in a relationship.
Yeah.
All right. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Because that's what draws you in, and that's what your intuition is telling you. This
that's
is a fixer.
Yeah.
Go there.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
Oh yeah.
All right. You can enjoy the
Besides,
person.
I really get tired of fixing.
Yeah, well, you should, because
there is no pleasure in fixing.
Well, no, there isn't. If no other reason, Lisa, it's because you end up getting blamed for the very thing you're attempting to fix.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think if no other reason, that's the reason possibly this gentleman is into your life at this moment in time to get you to understand that. You're a great person. You got a great heart, but don't be giving yourself up just so somebody else is happy. That doesn't work.
Right. Exactly.
Got it.
I got it.
All right.
I got it.
Anything else? Oh, my pleasure, Lisa.
This is one thing that I just really need to. That's really standing out.
Mm-hmm.
In my life, if I am to move forward and to have and to bring forward a relationship where I don't have to fix.
Yep, no.
I don't have to
rescue.
Already
fixed.
Exactly.
By the way, what month are you born in?
April.
April, that makes you Pisces or Aries?
Aries.
Aries, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Find yourself a Scorpio.
Ooh, a Scorpio.
Yeah. It's your polar opposite.
Okay.
You're in your mind a lot as an Aries. Scorpio, a very strong person. You have a strong side, so you need strength around you.
Yeah.
And the Scorpio would be a counterbalance because you're a spring person, they're a fall person. So it would be a good counterbalance for you.
Okay.
So just
definitely.
Somebody in that arena, September, October, so it could be a Libra. It could be a Libra or a Scorpio. Maybe even somewhat into Sagittarius, but I get strong Scorpio for you.
Strong Scorpio. Okay. I will do that.
Definitely. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you again. Many blessings.
To you as well. Caller from 520. Thanks for holding. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Oh, thank you. This is also Alisa, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you.
Oh, another one from Phoenix. Second one tonight. So how can I best be of service to Alisa?
Well, thank you very much. Today, I was talking to somebody. His name was Charlie, and it was business. Totally business, and then he suggested he was going to pass on my business card to some other people that he works with, and I'm just wondering, there is a whole fleet of people coming in to that organization that he works with, and I'm wondering if I'm going to have some business from that.
Yes.
From that.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, you are.
Wow.
He actually liked you from a professional perspective, which is the best way to go. And I think he is a good path for you. You like people.
Yes, I do.
And it's interacting with people that is. What really gets you the most in a positive sense.
Yeah.
And I would say, yes, he is a pathway to lead you to further business. You in sales?
Okay. Yes, big time. Big
okay.
ticket.
And I would tend to say yeah. He's going to do that for you.
Oh, great. So there are like 30 professionals coming in, and he was telling me, and they were all going to need what I do.
Okay. I would tend to say he exaggerated a little bit.
Okay.
All right. I won't say a lot, but I think he exaggerated a little bit because he wanted to kind of impress you.
Okay.
I mean, even if you cut that number in half, that would still
yeah.
be good business for you.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
All right, but I think it's a little more than half. I would say more like around 19, maybe 20.
That would, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, 30, no, that doesn't work.
Okay. Do you think, he said that he was going to take me up on the business that I provide. Do you see him doing that?
He's going to take some work, but ultimately, yes.
Okay. Great.
You're going to have to finesse him a little bit. You're going to have to stay on him and stay with him to get him to do it. But I think once he does it, is when the rest of it will come through.
Oh, I see.
I mean,
after all,
think about something. Why would he recommend other people to you if it's something he doesn't do himself?
Well, I already got him started today. I already brought an outside consultant to get him hooked up, and they're going to talk to him tomorrow.
Okay, good. All right, then you're going
the
in the correct direction.
This is the thing. I'm approaching this, and my heart is dedicated to the professional aspect. I have no desire to stray from that, but do you see his approach?
He has an ego. And
ego,
you are a lady.
I can deal with ego.
All right, hear me out.
Okay.
He has
an
ego, you are a lady, and he just keep it totally professional. He'll get it.
Oh, okay, good. That's all I want.
He'll get it.
Okay, great. That sounds really good. So this is probably, you see, like a 3-4 month, 5 month thing with all these.
Three.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Fist pump.
Three.
Oh, my God.
Three. I would say here we are in almost in November. I would say late January into February is where it will start panning out completely for you.
Yeah, I can do that. Oh, I have to go to your website. Is your website on? If I look up your show description, your website is on there.
Well, if you just go to Hairfield, that's HAIRFIELD.com. That'll take you right to my website, and I do a lot of business coaching actually for entrepreneurs and people all over the world. So. I'm not limited just on the personal side. I've taken a person that was essentially homeless and living on a boat, and to where he owns two different companies now.
I'm getting chills. I love that, and I love your spiritual belief. You're grounded in spirituality,
totally.
And that's what I love. Were you a monk at one time?
Yes, I was.
Monk?
Over 6 years as a Tibetan monk in northern India.
Oh, my God, I love it. Oh, my God, I better hate it.
And I also spent years as in corporate America in the computer industry.
Oh, well, so there you have it. Yeah, the best of both worlds, your knowledge is. But I lean in the monk direction.
Thank you. And if I can ever do anything, just look me up, and I'd be glad to be of assistance.
Oh, thank you. I will. I better hang up so I don't hog up the rest of the remaining time in case you've got
people.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I work with a lot of people in the Phoenix area.
Oh, very cool. Thank you.
Okay. Caller from 630, where are you calling from, and how can I best help, and what's your first name? Hello? Caller from 630. Okay.
Hello?
Caller from 845, where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Well, hello, Katie in New York. So how can I best be of service to you this evening?
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm wondering, I don't know, I believe somebody might have tried to come into my home, and I'm wondering if you see it as it being like a prank or if somebody was really serious about, you know, God forbid, causing any harm.
I get more of a prank because I certainly get right off the bat that it's somebody that knows you.
Ah, is it the person that I think it's a female with blonde hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Be aware of her, not that she's an evil person or a bad person, just be aware of her, only because she's... I guess the best way to put it would be she seems to me to be very insecure, which means she could be very manipulative.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does this sound like the person we're talking about?
Yeah. It's the type of thing where I feel for her circumstance, so I always try to be nice to her.
It's always a good thing to attempt to be nice to people. But also know, Katie, that if you're being used, you're being used. And I think she is insecure enough to where she could do that. She likes the pity party route. Oh, poor me.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, which basically means she does that so that she can kind of set people up, so that she can get emotionally out of it what it is that she seeks. There's also something she saw in your house that she would like to have. So anytime she's in your residence, you be aware of where she is and what she's doing, okay? And I'm not saying she's a crook. I'm not saying she's a mean person. I think she's just an insecure person that's experienced a lot of rejection in life. And the only way that she knows how to get any level of the sense of fulfillment is through the manipulation of others. Does that make sense about her?
Yeah, because it's the type of thing where exactly, like you said, it is always the pity party and... You know, I'm just like, you know, we could move past that and we could honestly be friends, and it always seems to not really come to that.
Right. She trusting for her, when you go through the levels of rejection that she has gone through, Katie, it's hard for her to learn to trust that what you're saying is just the simple truth that you're being sincere. Because
mm-hmm.
to her, it, if you watch, to her, the closer you attempt to get to her, the more she would attempt to push you away at the same time. Because she just has a hard time trusting in the sense that she's been hurt a lot in the emotional arena in her life. And because of that is why she has the behavior that she does. So it's not anything that you're doing other than maybe you're reaching too far to help her. And to me, that's okay. Just be aware and know that when you're being taken advantage of by a person, I mean, to me, if you're being taken advantage of by a person, then you know it, and because you know it, you're not really being taken advantage of, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally, because always with her, I'm like, exactly, it totally makes sense, because I'm like, I'll be the bigger person, because you know what, that could be me, you know,
yeah.
And I would love for somebody to extend that, you know,
yeah.
To, I could look outside of this situation and see where I can, regardless of what you're doing, I'm going to take, you know, I don't want to say high ground, but the compassionate route.
I think that's wise to always do that. I'm going to give you a quick analogy. Years ago, I knew a guy I knew he was a thief. He broke into houses and stole things. And at that period in my life, I was traveling and speaking, and I had to go to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And I looked at him one day because he was over, and he was a friend, and he knew I knew what he did. I looked at him and said, "Hey, Ted, I need somebody to watch my house for 4 days while I go back to Iowa." And he looked at me and said, "You trust me?" And I went, "Yeah, I do." And I went to Iowa knowing full well that nobody was going to get into that house because I trusted him. Got back. Everything was fine. Nothing was taken. We ended up kind of, he went his way and I went mine. Many years later, I bumped into him on the street. And he looked at me and says, "You know, Stephen, I want to say thank you." And I said, "For what?" He said, "You trusted me. You trusted me to watch your house." I did. And he said, "Because you did that, I went back to school. I got my degree. I now have a full-time job, and I'm married." And he said, what you did changed my life. So to me, we can always take the opportunity to change someone's life by trusting and believing in them. But there's also that point. I mean, if I would have thought for one moment that this guy would have ripped my face off, he would not have watched my house. And that's a fact.
You know, that moved me to tears. The thing that I think hurts me the most is I asked her. I said, "Was this you?" And she denied it.
Of course. If you ask a male or a female if they've had an affair, what's the first thing they're going to do? If you ask a person if they're telling you the truth, what's the first thing they're going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to deny that they're lying. They're going to deny everything, and that's the first thing. But pay very close attention to what you feel when they're saying that. It's just the lady is just very insecure with her own self and her own life, and it's nothing about you personally, so understand that it's just the space that she is in, that there was something that she wanted and she thought, well, you're not home, so she would attempt to go in. Alright, well, it didn't work, didn't happen, so you were protected. So I would tend to say let that go.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. You've been an enormous help and relief on my mind. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last 90 seconds, so I'm not really going to be able to take on any more calls, even though I see there are people still on the switchboard. But I'd like for everybody to know that I appreciate the calls that I've got this evening, and I hope that I've given good information to people. That's my only desire. I love working with people on a business, professional level, personal level, and it doesn't matter what area in life. You can go to my website at Hairfield, that's H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, IELD.com, and you can click on counseling, and you can see what all of my different areas that I can operate in are. The other thing is contact information. Just simply click on contact information, and you can see how to get a hold of me, whether it's my cell phone, my office phone, really does not matter. My email address is Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, at hairfield.com. And I answer all my emails myself, without question, without hesitation. I love working with people. It's what I do. And if I can help shift a person's life, I'm going to do that. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling in. Thank you for the support. And we'll talk with you again. And may all the blessings and peace and fulfillment come your way. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.